Banking and wealth management finance house Investec Group released their annual financials. For the year ended March 2019, the group reported adjusted operating profit up 9.4% year-on-year to £664.5 million. The bulk of the profits came from its UK and other businesses offshore, up some 36%, while its South African operations registered profits just below 2%. To break down the results for us, I'm joined on the line by Fanny Titi. He's one of the co-CEOs at Investec. Fanny, in your asset management business, you indicate that your assets under management grew by 7.3% to £111.4 billion. What do you attribute to this growth?
Look, our business is global. So we have five regions where we gather assets, as it were, ranging from North America to Africa to Europe to Asia. In this particular period, we had significant growth in our European market and in our African market. So that's where we had the most growth. Obviously, we do offer specific investment products in the capabilities that we have on the investment front, investing these assets, 56% of them in the emerging market and around 44 or so in the developed market. So it's both a combination of where we gather assets and where we invest those assets and the specific capabilities that we offer.
Mm. Is that strategy paying off? I mean, as much as we see that, you know, there was a good showing with the growth in the assets that you manage, your operating profit only increased around 0.7%.
There were specific issues on the cost line in this particular period. As an example, we have been going through a particular period where certain changes were effected in the regulatory space, including the implementation of MiFID. The asset management business in the UK is in the process of moving premises, so they have committed to new premises, so they pay double rent until the new building has been completed. There is also an element of depreciation in those costs of £12.3 million. So there are a number of costs that would not necessarily repeat going forward because they will be in the base.
Right, understood. So you've decided to demerge your asset management business from the Investec Group with intentions to separately list it. Firstly, why have you guys decided to go down this route? And will you be letting it go completely or you'd still seek to have some stake in it?
The asset management business grew out of Investec over a 28-year period. We now have assets under management of £111 billion, and there isn't really any significant synergy between this unit of the business and the rest of the Investec Group, being the bank and wealth businesses that we have. And the growth paths of these businesses are very different. As an example, the asset management business is global in nature, a lot of opportunity to grow in North America, a lot of opportunity to grow in Asia and China specifically, whereas the banking business is largely focused around Africa and the UK. So the businesses are at different stages of growth, and the growth trajectories are different in terms of regions. And there isn't really any synergy between the two of them. So we decided that we will separate the businesses and let them grow independently. They are each very strong as brands and franchises. The demerger is supposed to, we expect the demerger to be complete by the end of September. When we announced the demerger in September last year, we said we expected to complete the process in 12 months. So we are on track with respect to that.
Right, okay. And when you make the split, the asset management unit is listed separately, you would still own, you know, whatever stake, you'd own most of it in terms of the percentage share?
No, it's a demerger and a listing. We have said that we will demerge, distribute the majority of our holding.
Yes.
So we will retain a stake, but it will be a minority stake. We want to support the business as it moves forward. We're excited about its potential from a value creation perspective, but we are letting it free to pursue its own strategic goals and its own growth path.
Okay, understood. So in the period under review, what were the main cost drivers of your costs running higher by about 3.8%? And just to tag onto that, you have a cost-to-income ratio just shy of 70%. And of course, I'm conscious that, you know, you operate in the UK as well. But why is your ratio quite a bit higher than, say, your Absa's, Standard Bank and so on, which sit in the low 50s?
The cost-to-income ratio is dependent on the business mix. So in our case, we have quite a big proportion of our revenues coming from asset management and wealth, and those businesses generally run at higher cost-to-income ratio. Our UK bank has a cost-to-income ratio of around in the 70s, because certain elements of its strategy, in particular the banking platform in the private bank, is still subscale. So there are a number of these issues. If you look at the South African bank, which is a better comparator,
yes,
with respect to cost-to-income ratio, we announced a cost-to-income ratio of 50.7, and our target in terms of cost-to-income ratio in the South African specialist banking business is 49% to 52%, which is comparable to the banks you're talking about. And we are smack bang in that range.
Okay. So coming back,
I'm afraid we're just running into the next interview, so we will need to wrap up.
Oh, okay. Just one last thing. Fanny, what's your outlook for the UK and South Africa separately?
Both economies are going through a very challenging period. With South Africa, post the election, we hope that the president will have a mandate to move the country forward with a pro-growth agenda that is business-friendly. And in that environment, we hope that you will see higher levels of activity, and our business would be able, obviously, to benefit from that. In the UK, until Brexit is sorted out and agreed one way or the other, there will be a level of uncertainty. But we are long-term business players, so over the next 12 to 18 months, we would expect that the UK will be in a better state, and we have seen significant support from our clients in the UK. That's why you've seen our profit in the UK increasing by 39.1%. So we are hopeful to continue to build on the momentum we have and the support of our clients that we have had.
That was Fanny Titi. He's a co-CEO at Investec.